And welcome to Season 9, Episode 18 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch. Once again, a glorious day in May to be spending with you and my two compatriots, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you, sir?
I am Thor. I have stopped the bleeding, but the chicken coop is almost done.
Oh, okay. Stopped the bleeding. So I was like, this is going in an interesting way. The chipping, it's almost done, not quite.
I need to build the ramp because I have put it 4 feet above ground so that other animals cannot waltz in anymore.
And getting into it is a bit of a step for the little chicks.
Well, they currently cannot.
Can I ask a question? I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or anything. You're building a ramp for the chickens, right?
Yes.
What's to stop the other animals from using the ramp?
The automatic door.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, so it opens at 6:20. It closes at 8:20.
It's like a bank. There's red lights that go off.
And I have two emergency hatches just in case.
Wow.
And I have a remote that I can do stuff just in case that, you know, like they really need to get out.
Chief.
And I'm not going outside.
Chief, you need to install Chicken Cam. And then you need to have it as a streaming service. People will pay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Brilliant money-making idea. Here we go.
I would not be the only person. You can go on YouTube and look for Chicken City, and you will see. And every time you donate, it drops food that they, you know, treats for them. So
that
they will
so
run
cool.
To.
Yeah. We can do so, this.
I'm not the only one.
We can do this. This could be a new subsidiary of Happy Pole.
Yeah, that doesn't matter how many there are out there. You know what P.T. Barnum said.
Does he know who P.T. Barnum is?
Yeah, it's kind of a long Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus. He was also a congressman from Connecticut.
Connect I-Cut.
And that's why you know him?
He voted
for him. I didn't know. I think it was like 1900.
Well, you got a birthday coming up.
With a birthday coming up, that's a whole lot there, Crutch. You know, your birthday's not too long after mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be doing a show on my birthday. We're gonna party hardy.
Oh, so you're having a big party. Yeah, you're having a doctor visit on your birthday. Yahoo!
That's right.
I hurt too. How are you doing, Crutch?
Oh, well, mines are all self-inflicted. I mean, you know, I hurt, but it's absolutely my fault. And unlike the noble pain that Chief is in, because he's involved in a noble endeavor, my pain is truly just, you know, being in the wrong place, doing the wrong thing.
Well, mine was Taekwondo class, so I don't know where I fit. Somewhere between the two of you, perhaps?
Yours is voluntary, so you did have an opportunity not to be in pain.
Have you met my sensei? It's not voluntary.
I have.
You have. You have, and he's the nicest guy in the world, but it's not voluntary. If you want to get better, you'll do these things.
Right.
And the one he did...
I'm sorry.
No, please, go ahead.
I am still upset that he doesn't remember me from high school.
Not everybody has an eidetic memory.
I told him the date, place, time.
You probably did you tell him what he was wearing?
Yeah, it was simple. Because he had a blue key at the time.
He still has that key.
Really?
He didn't grow it anymore.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, you want to know what he was having us do? Chief will like this. So he is trying to strengthen our leg muscles for doing kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Side kick, round kick, you know, your standard kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're on one leg and holding that leg straight, and it's providing all the foundation, I guess.
Sure.
So imagine you're doing a sidekick and you have one leg up in the air, sort of like the move on Karate Kid, but without the hands in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And you extend the leg and do a sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't put your foot back down. You hop forward two or three times and do it again and get all the way across the gym that way.
Ooh.
Well, that's the goal. I did not make the goal.
No.
I went kick, kick, hop, hop, hop. Ow.
Hop, 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 ow.
Oh, my. You try it. I mean, it still hurts. I did this on Saturday, and it honestly, it still hurts. You would hear me getting up out of my cube today going, oh.
I'm a fan of Clint Eastwood. A man's got to know his limitations. Apparently, I exceeded my limitations on Saturday.
And twice. That's going to get better unless I keep pushing. What did you do?
Well, the number one fan came up to my house to spend Mother's Day. We celebrated Mother's Day on Saturday. Brought the whole clan together, and so all of my wife's family was there, and the two grandmas were there. So everybody was very nice. On the way up, we stopped off at the Enchanted Forest Medical Supply Store. Enchanted Forest is the name of the mall. It's just a strip mall.
Oh, and, yeah. It still has the old Enchanted Forest sign out front.
Yeah, the big Elf King or whatever. Yeah, from the old days when it used to be a kiddie park.
Amusement park. Yeah.
All the pieces have been moved to a farm down the road, but that guy's still out there. So anyway, this is the same place we bought the three-wheel scooter 2 years ago when she first moved up. But all the cool kids down at the home now have these motorized wheelchairs. And they're a lot easier to maneuver, and you can take them into the dining hall and yada, yada. Okay.
It kind of looks like an office chair with you know, tech.
Yeah, and it's got a little joystick for driving. It's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
So I had taken pictures because my beloved and I had gone in early to do a little recon, and she wanted to see it. So we went in, and she pulled out her checkbook and bought it. It's like, okay, must be nice, you know, lifestyles of the rich and famous and all. So she drove it all the way out of the building, down the ramp, all the way to the car. Now, the company that makes this thing is Pride Mobility, and these folks are really good about designing things that can quickly be disassembled without any tools. You can take them apart, put them in your trunk, and take your elderly person someplace and reassemble it, and off they go. With her scooter, it came apart into four pieces: the seat, the front wheel section, the back wheel section, and the battery. The chair only comes apart in three pieces, which is the base four-wheel platform, the battery, and the chair. So I pulled the chair up out of the platform, and then I forgot to take the battery out of the platform before deadlifting the base and the battery up into my car. Let's just say it was heavy. And I felt that oh-so-familiar twinge that old people feel in their backs when their backs go, you really should have thought this through. And
you chose poorly.
Exactly. The grayscale knight is looking at me going, no, I don't think so. I did remember to remove the battery before I took it out of the vehicle later that evening, but yeah, the damage was done, or so I thought. Then, uh-oh, later on, my father-in-law, who's gotten quite frail, it turns out we've now determined that basically anytime he rides up to the house, he's been sitting too long and his legs don't have the strength that they should, because he got out of the car, into the garage, and I'm standing next to him helping him, just to the threshold of the door where it's nice and constricted, and I'm not a small person, even though he is. And he went completely dead weight on me. And he weighs about 110 pounds now, which doesn't sound like a lot for a person, but it's a lot for dead weight falling on your arms, and then you're bending over again trying to lift them off the floor, and you feel that other twinge a little higher in your back. So, I was pretty much mainlining Tylenol yesterday. But hey, you know, I'm feeling much better now. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not either. No.
So all three of us, look at us, old people pain. Well, I mean, it's not like the chief's really old, but you know.
No, but we sound like three drooling Joes.
The good thing for Biden is he doesn't remember the pain the following day. So,
can we please have him make some more speeches? Because
anybody watch him on The View?
I didn't watch him on The View. Maybe it was part of The View that I saw. It was so annoying after like 35 seconds that I went to something else.
It's worth it because they stop him. When here's the deal. So you see, you know, the aliens, and that's why we got to deal with the kids.
He actually pulled one of those. He's rambling. He goes, never mind.
But his wife had to save him. Ugh. And this, it, you know, Whoopi was like, this was bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like she would know. Well, I guess she would know because I thought she was gone.
No, that's Rosie, not Whoopi. Was Whoopi moving too? I hadn't heard.
No, I had heard that she got fired.
Terminated. Trebuchet?
You would need a trebuchet, yeah.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard it.
I'm sorry, that was unkind. I apologize.
Was it?
No.
Okay.
But I apologize nevertheless.
You're a good man. You're a good man.
Let's see. No, Whoopi was there. She was on the end in black. And the...
It's a slimming fake color.
The fake conservative was right next to her. It's a
mess. That used to be a McCain, right?
Okay, no, she hasn't been on in a very long time, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a regular watcher. I know that shocks you, but...
Yes, the show's gone color now. Good. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're doing the whole show, all, you know, the entire length of it in Panavision. Maybe there's Technicolor, I'm not sure.
There are so many things I could say to the show's gone color now. But no, I do like the ratings that we have right now on Apple. So
Yeah.
Well, you're just going to let that one go.
Thank you. That's so nice of you.
I mean, I could have taken a cheap shot at you too, but no.
Well, you know, we're trying to save money here. It's not like we're making a lot of money here. The only shots we can do are cheap.
Hey, I'm saving all the money I can right now. So
that's right. We need investment money. Market's up today. Boy, the market up today.
I've been trying to help everyone I can with. Wait to get out.
At the end of the day, if we find ourselves in hard time, the chief will go, I did everything I could.
It's true. And that'll be a true statement.
It will truly, truly be a true statement.
Yep. Just remember that.
We're not going to blame you.
I feel the blame coming. The judgment.
No.
Your avatars are staring at.
As I'm standing on the corner trying to sell apples.
No judgment. I mean, we got Pope Leo.
I know we have a Pope Leo from the America. I have such pie on my face at work. I was telling people we will never see a Pope from Russia, China, or America because nobody's going to trust a Pope from a superpower.
And you are as good at picking Popes as you are at lottery tickets, man. You got to be proud.
Everybody, whatever I say, do the opposite. You will all be rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Had you been elected, would you have chosen Leo as a name?
No, I think I would have gone, that's an interesting call. What would I have gone? How about Pope Mephistopheles? No, that would be bad. That would be bad. Might be appropriate, but it would be bad.
Another couple years in purgatory, right?
I probably would have gone Michael.
You would have had to do Peter.
Well, okay, I would have talked to you and I would have been forced to do Peter because you would have made me.
Yes. And then...
Just to fulfill your prophecy. So well, what's going on with the prophecy then, huh?
You have to usher in the end. That's...
Is that my job now?
That's, yep. I'm pretty sure that's always been your job.
Well, I'm doing a good job here.
Somebody's got to do it.
If I keep it up, the show will end.
You know...
I had no idea that my title was Antichristo, you know. Holy cow. Who knew?
Oh, that is not what Peter the Roman was.
No?
No.
Is he the false prophet?
He was supposed to lead the church during the tribulation.
Oh, right. See, that I can do. That I can do. First thing we're going to do is we're going to sell all the artwork.
To buy our armor?
Absolutely. And all the armor will be blessed.
Do you have to, like, sprinkle holy water on it, too?
Well, I was going to use holy polishing oil, because if you put water on armor, it rusts.
Okay. Well, you got those buckets and shakers in it, so that should be easy.
We just sprinkle it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do that. Yeah. You do that at Easter Vigil Mass.
Well, that's because some people don't wash. Yeah.
And no, because I was there.
Dang, man.
I washed, but I apparently the priest of my youth thought that I needed a little more blessing than the average person.
pulled out a super soaker.
He dunked three times in the bucket and shook it all on me, nodded to himself, and then went on lightly sprinkling the rest of the
Wow. That's petty and
oh,
funny.
No. He was the best pastor.
That's
wait, Father. Was he also chanting in Latin to exercise a malevolent spirit?
His name was Francis Patrick O'Keefe. So I'm sure he knew Latin. But
did he have a did he have a movie?
He was a Celtics fan too. I know that shocked you.
What a surprise! I'm shocked. Yes.
Truly shocked. Maybe not.
Oh, it is the God's basketball team.
He was the best. And he did that, and I was just looking at him, water streaming down my face, and you can't remove it, right? Because it's holy water.
That's right. Try not to drink it either.
Why not?
You're not supposed to.
Inside
because mere mortal constitution can't handle holy water.
Those are demons. Those are demons that have the problem with it.
Oh,
what are you saying? What are you saying?
That I have a problem with holy water?
Is it because I'm a person of color? Is that why?
No, I'm speaking from experience.
Well, the Pope is a person of color.
So yeah, isn't this interesting?
It's true.
You know, Papa is, what was it? What did you say was Creole?
Yeah, so my sister just says, hey, Black Pope is trending on Twitter. And I go, I don't know why.
Black Pope from Chicago. Wow, that's a title, man.
You please thank your sister for me. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Right before the show. Great timing. Awesome.
Well, yeah, you know, to be honest with you, I was kind of hoping for a Black Pope.
Yep, and now you got... I mean, they did a twofer.
Obviously, I wasn't specific.
Yeah, you got a twofer.
I wasn't specific enough.
You got a Black American Pope at that. So, you know, that just happens to be born in Peru.
Well, overlook that. Yeah.
But there,
But they've been interviewing Leo's older brothers. And they're just sitting there. I guess they were all watching TV like the rest of us. And they were like, I wonder who he voted for. And little did they know. The doors open up and he steps out. And
Do you vote for yourself? I guess so.
I guess you
right?
can.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
Right.
It would be more funny. Hmm. If they were to interview the side of the family that every family has. They just try to keep away from the cameras. And they start just dropping M-bombs. And you know, things that would make eyebrows raise. And in terms of victimhood pyramid,
mm-hmm.
where does this land him?
Whew. That's, I don't know. I mean, it's got a really important job, but he didn't get it because of his victimhood, right? Because we didn't know him until after
we don't
he got
know.
The job.
Oh, we don't know.
They knew.
Well, no. I mean, who knows? You don't know what happened inside the conclave, and you never will.
I don't know if you have cameras.
Even Cardinal Dolan said he wouldn't tell.
So I wonder, you know, can you just imagine that they're going and he's like, you just need one more vote. I'm not sure I can do this. Is it because I'm black? All right, I'm giving it to you. And then.
Well, supposedly they're not making speeches and stuff like that. Like they're just having conversations over, you know, lunch and coffee and stuff.
That's what Cardinal, it's Dolan, right? From New York?
Yeah. Timothy Dolan.
Timothy Cardinal Dolan, right? Isn't that the proper way to say it?
Yes, you put the cardinal in the middle, which is...
I'm not sure why, but it is strange. He said that before they went in for the what would be the final vote, mm-hmm. he had lunch with him. He was sitting next to him, and they were just chatting. He's a very likable guy, Cardinal Dolan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very, very... very comfortable in front of a microphone and a camera. He does a lot of, he's got his own channel on Sirius XM, on the Catholic channel. He's got his own show.
The Hurricane watched, there was a 10-minute clip of him talking to some New York folks, you know, media people. Mm-hmm. And she's like, wow, I like that guy. Well, what's he do? And when he's the Cardinal of New York. And she goes, well, does that make him like the Bishop of New York? And I went, no, nah, it's better than that. He's the Bishop of Newark.
Why do you mess with her like that? That's not nice.
He is the Bishop of Newark.
Is he really? Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize the Archdiocese of New York included Newark.
Yeah, I don't.
It doesn't
I don't
surprise think... me. New Jersey is a suburb of New York anyway. I remember going.
There go a bunch of listeners.
Well, right no. Okay, so here's my point. When I was a kid, we used to go visit my grandparents who lived in Jersey, and we turned the TV on, and all the TV stations were New York. There were no New Jersey TV stations, and I'm like, how is it you guys don't have your own TV stations?
Nowhere to put
Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. We had our own TV stations.
It's all from another state. It's all wetlands. There's nowhere to put the towers.
It's a garden state.
Sure, you keep going with that. That's called marketing, my friend.
Yeah. I bet. Are you familiar with Charm City?
Touché.
Look, no, nobody said it was a good luck charm.
Do they have a Buc-ee's in New Jersey? Do they, huh? Huh?
Oh my
no,
God.
They do not.
I would go to Jersey if they had a Buc-ee's in Jersey.
They will never have a Buc-ee's in Jersey. Never. And you never. Know why.
Why?
No, never. Because why? It doesn't, because,
oh, because
they can't
they
make
can
money.
Pump your gas.
Right, right. They would have to hire somebody for, it's like you have to hire a person for every
you'd have to,
right. three or four gas pumps. So you'd have
like
to,
30
you'd have to hire
people.
Yeah, yeah, just to do that at Buc-ee's.
Oh, man.
And then you'd have to train the guys to know the 57 different kinds of gas they sell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's weird.
I kind of it if there was a Buc-ee's close by, I wouldn't have to drive quite so far to get ethanol-free fuel when I want it.
Mm. And that's important to you.
Because well,
your
yeah.
devices only run on that.
The devices run poorly when I put other fuel in it, which I know better. Right now the swamp fox is shaking his head ruefully.
It's you know, well, these are the things that happen, right?
Every once in a while. So any other good news this week?
Well, you have a birthday coming up.
I do. I do. I'm taking Thursday off.
Going to be 29 and a half again.
Again. Last year, I was 21 for the third time.
Wow.
Think about it that way.
Hey, you know what? You're that Beatles song now.
I am.
I'm sorry. This is a reference totally lost on the chief, right? Great chief. I have no idea.
I mean, who the Beatles are.
They have a song called When I'm 64.
Exactly.
No, I don't know anything about the Beatles except that they're British.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm not even sure about that.
Mm-hmm. Song was released in 1967. How old were you in 67?
I was six.
Six. I'm sorry, you were six, right?
I wasn't even a thought, so.
I was five. I'm a year
old. I got my birthday present early this week after I went through the grueling torture at Taekwondo class.
Oh, can we discuss it?
Yes.
Okay.
The hurricane arranged for us to have a new member of the Canine Protective Force. Because I was very sad about Doug. I didn't even put anything out on Facebook, which I normally do. And she started talking with the breeder where we got Doug and Stitch, for that matter. And Sunshine before them, who now mm-hmm. lives with the Goonchild in Ohio.
Right.
And she said, I have a mommy dog who's 6 years old, just a couple of years younger than Stitch, who already loves the goon because she goes crazy every time he comes to visit.
Aww.
Well, who doesn't?
Exactly.
That's true.
If only you could control your charisma for good.
Well, you know, and she said, we'd really love, she's retired, would really love for you to take her home.
Wow.
So I guess I am introducing the newest member of the Canine Protective Force, Cadet Peaches.
And Peaches, being a senior citizen or an elderly pooch, appreciate the fact that you're getting out of that ageism thing that a lot of people do when they bring in new pets to the family. It's a good thing. Good job.
That's right. She's a member of the AARP. Do you suppose the AI will get rid of that on us?
Yeah, probably.
even Peaches. The students are like, what on earth?
What was that?
Would it be okay if I included Peach's picture?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please. That's how she's been following me around, looking like that.
She definitely for 2 days has a look of adoration. For sure.
I let her sleep on the bed. This is a dog who's only slept in a very nice run, mm-hmm. but an indoor-outdoor run for her whole life. And Saturday night I said, come on, Peaches, we'll go upstairs and you can sleep on the bed. And she just looked at me like, is this heaven?
Oops, sorry. There we go.
Well, that's when the master allows them to join them in the sacred spot.
Mm-hmm.
She was very happy.
And I don't doubt it. Well, welcome.
And
for sure, Peaches the dog.
She gets along with Stitch and Wendy, who's a little bit out of joint because she's getting a little less attention the last couple of days. So I started giving her more attention today. It's like you need to teach Peaches how to be a house dog.
Right.
You know what Peaches doesn't do?
What doesn't Peaches do?
You haven't heard her for the show, have you?
Did they remove them?
No, she just doesn't bark. She read that golden retrievers bark less than any other breed, and unlike Stitch, she wants to live up to that.
Stitch is like, I have to change this chapter.
It's, hold my beer. Yeah.
There was a molecule, I swear.
And she doesn't bark. She whimpers a little when she's scared of things, like going down the slippery stairs inside, because she's never had to do that. But outside, where we have, you know, a deck with deck wood stairs, she's fine with those.
Yeah, okay. Well, that
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Pizza's the dog. Scared her stairs.
Yep. She's getting better. I'll take that. A Stitch has already taught her to counter surf, so there's that. You won that round.
Counter surf.
Yeah, that's where you jump up on the counter and steal food. I'm sorry, retrieve food.
That's right. What could I have been stealing? It was there for me to take.
Showcat's not too pleased with me. That's why you really haven't heard her today. Every once in a while.
She's mad about Peaches?
She's mad about another dog. That's you know. Another cat would have gotten equally the same treatment.
So your dog's just mad things have changed. Your cat is a Luddite.
Exactly. But she knows that AI is evil, so.
I don't get these animals because Naomi, the cat here, decided that they were going to bring a mouse inside the house.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, it was dead.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, that's better, you know.
So, I'm outside tending to the coop that is almost done. And they're screaming in the house.
Oh, God.
Wait a second. The Siberian Express?
No.
Her niece? Yes. And her sister? Or just the niece?
No, the niece is screaming. The sister takes care of it.
Okay. I was about to say, I was, you know, a woman who puts fear in people just from the uttering of her name is screaming over a dead mouse. But I understand the niece. She's a kid.
She will scream over live mice.
Oh, okay.
The Siberian, the funniest thing that you will see is a field mouse trying to escape from her and her trying to escape from the field mouse. Because she will not run like a normal person. All of a sudden, she becomes a dainty little thing. Her hands go up and flitter, and she goes on her tippy toes. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
Who are you? Oh, don't tell her we were laughing, okay?
Because we'd like to live.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up dead.
We're all waiting for Thursday. Thursday is supposed to be the day that the world powers meet and maybe end this nonsense overseas.
Wow, now that would be a birthday present, Goon.
That would be a birthday present.
It's his birthday. Yeah.
So we're going to, I mean, you need to call Big Don, like you said. Okay. And he's brokering this, I think it's in Turkey. And because Zelensky said, I want a 30-day truce, a ceasefire. Putin says, I want to end the war. Zelensky said that he said, I'm not meeting with Putin. And then Trump said, you're meeting with Putin. And then like 45 minutes later, okay, I'm meeting with Putin. but Germany said that
they're going to war.
Russia has to accept the ceasefire or else.
And then Putin
said, yeah, well, that is what Putin said.
Oh, sorry.
Or else what? You're going to lose a war again?
Yeah, I hear three times the charm.
Good luck with that.
This is what I don't understand, because them and France were in on it. And I was like, you've chosen the two people with the worst records right now.
That's right. Because Germany and France want to go to war with Russia. Where have we heard this story before?
Oh, I think
about 100 years ago.
I think that could repopulate the Maginot Line and see if that'll work a second time.
There's still people, you know.
He won't get through here.
No, go around it. It's okay. Dumb.
Look, all we can see are the back of those Russian tanks.
Because they've gone past us. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so no, hey, I think Thursday will be a wonderful day.
And maybe,
maybe we'll have so much to report in next week's show. We'll just be, you know, stock market will be going through the roof if that war ends.
I will bring President, I would be willing to share my cake with President Putin and the comedian.
Just a small part of it. Yeah. Let's not get crazy here.
You know, it's, I'd be interested in knowing what kind of cake they eat in both Ukraine and Russia, you know, so it could be a learning experience for the goon.
Okay, Chief?
You do know this.
I did because have cake when right, I was at your house.
Well, it was out at the lake, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
What was that? It was so good. Okay, so we're old and we don't remember much.
Do you need
it? And we don't move fast.
That's true. Other than that, we're prime candidates for survival.
I don't feel it's going well.
No, it's not.
Probably not.
Chief, you don't have to worry about being faster than the bear. I'll just say. Okay.
That's why we have
unless I get to my car first.
He will literally be so full after me and the goon. He'll go, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to sit this one out.
I'm good.
You can walk away, Chief.
I wouldn't let it come to that. It would be Boomski.
Boomski.
I hear thundering herd upstairs now. No barking, though.
So they're like doing laps?
Did a molecule move?
No, it's time to go outside. Oh. And we have to show our new sister the entire yard every time.
Look, here's our hole to China.
They have investigated the hole to China. They have gone next door and spoken to our neighbor's dog Harlow through the fence.
Mm-hmm.
We've done all the things that one does here at Stately Goon Manor.
How long has Peaches been with you?
She came here Saturday about 5 p.m. Oh, 5 okay. p.m. somewhere
in
there.
2 days.
Yeah.
So she's gotten the whole, you know. Not yet. She's time got for a test, but she's, you know, she got the whole.
I did ask show. Her if she wanted to come down for the show, and Showcat said no. She does not wish to come. And Peaches went, I do not wish to come.
This is not the droid you're looking for.
They're not the droids you're looking for.
Who knew Showcat was a Jedi Master? Oh my gosh. Gotta love it. Well, we're very happy for you, Goon. I'm glad that Peaches has a new home and that you have a new member of the CPF. Wish my memory was better. Did you actually ever get around to telling us what the cake was?
Me? No. You guys hopped from one thing to another.
Okay. I want the cake. What the cake was.
It was a honey cake.
Yes.
There you go. And it wasn't a lie. That was the important part.
No. Ukrainian cakes do not lie.
No, yeah. It was wonderful.
It was absolutely wonderful.
That whole meal out at the lake was wonderful, too.
There was a lot of food for just a few people, though.
Every meal we went to had a lot of food for just the people that were there.
That is how they do it. That is... If you notice, there's a reason why the men are all burly.
Well, it doesn't, you know, if you eat all of your daily calories in each meal, yeah, that'll happen.
Hey, this is why they can wrestle bears.
That's right. Don't even need to drink vodka.
No, the reason for the vodka is because the water is poisonous. If they could fix the water problem, then they wouldn't have to keep doing that. Because I remember when I was there, and since I don't drink, I was like, what is the alternative? And the alternative was Fanta. So,
Fanta? Wow.
Yeah, so that is what I drank nonstop.
Grape Fanta or orange Fanta?
Orange.
Okay. Good choice.
Yep.
Unless you're having a colonoscopy.
Yeah, we. So.
Oh yeah,
so we
you having, can't have purple
or orange.
We were having a discussion on that.
Colonoscopies?
Yeah. And my...
What would you like to know?
Oh, well, so my mom was telling me how, oh, you need to take care of yourself. And I was like, no, I don't. And they're like, but you can do this. It could happen. Like, wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to stop it? Like, look, if that's the way that the good Lord intends to take me off this planet, who am I to get in the way of him?
His will be done, and that's all? What, you become a Christian Scientist?
Not exactly. It's just, for me, like, when we joke about when was the last time we went to the doctor, mm-hmm. and I can safely say
it wasn't this not millennia.
I've not seen a doctor since I've been in the great state of Texas. Mm-hmm. And it's
well, you live with a nurse. It's kind of cheating.
Look, man, I'm just trying to see how long I can go. It's funny because down here, mm-hmm. I got sick 2 times during the winter, mm-hmm. but that was that my first year and the second year. This year, zero sickness, like at all. And in Maryland, it was every winter I would get really sick. So it's all of the fact that I just don't see people anymore. So there's no one to
catch stuff from nobody. Yes.
Yes. It's funny. That's what I think is funny. And I also think the fact that the people at church, they do not go to church when they're sick.
Mm.
So I don't. Yeah. So those are literally the only other people I see besides family members. So there you go. I mean, this is, I can't wait until you gentle folk are able to stop going in and being surrounded by not the best and brightest.
Oh,
we're definitely not.
I can tell you, gee, all kidding aside, 9 months we have spent trying to get some paperwork filled out. I'm not kidding you. It's just paperwork. And the group in charge of the paperwork tells us, well, you might not need to fill in the paperwork, but maybe you do. And I'm like, either we do or we don't. It's got to be written somewhere that in this situation, you fill out this paperwork. No, it's more of a, you know, how do you feel things are going to go forward? I'm like, oh, well, things going forward are going to happen without your damn paperwork. Because we've decided, and unfortunately, it was probably my suggestion, but everybody thinks it's a wonderful idea, that it's probably easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. So here we go. That was me smashing my coffee mug into my lamp. Neither is broken. Life is good.
Ow.
Yeah, well, you know, such is life. And that, my friends, is where we stand today on the beautiful day, May 12th. We will most assuredly be back next week, hopefully with all kinds of wonderful news or reporting from a fallout shelter. Who could say? But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Crotch exclamation point, who is looking for a new career not having ascended to the throne of St. Peter. That takes money. Your money. Sent to Crutch exclamation point care of this podcast. Goon will personally see that he gets it. You can trust Goon. There will be very little commingling of funds, and Crutch exclamation point will get what he deserves. Send now so you don't forget. And the Chief's Native American Aches and Pains Remedy. Feeling old and tired? Who isn't? Chief has a secret remedy made from American herbs and tonics, guaranteed to make you white dudes feel better. You won't have to carry around all that heavy money because you will send it to the Chief and he will send you a snake oil tonic that can make your aches and pains feel a little better. Send your wampum now so you don't forget. And Crutchy the Geek's lottery ticket purchasing service. Guaranteed winners. Okay, at least the odds are better than that Ford Stable raffle from last week. The Geek adds only a small service charge to ensure prompt processing. Who needs money when you get a sure winner here? Send now whatever you didn't send to the Goon and the Chief before you forget. I'm sorry, what were we talking about? Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.